Just north of Gravett, along Highway 59, the sounds of cars flying by echo through the valley. On Paul and Tracy Lynn Scott's property, it doesn't take long to escape the noise. A few steps off the road, there's a black plastic curtain covering a hole on the side of a hill. After unlocking a metal gate and stepping into the passageway, the world goes quiet inside their cave.
So you're kind of seeing this from, we have a side entrance that we actually take people into.
Okay, so this is the easy, when we do like regular tours, this is actually the entry zone. When we're doing Halloween, this is actually our exit zone, so.
So it's a little different.
The Lynn Scotts are the owners of the old Spanish treasure cave, which becomes the haunted Spanish treasure cavern each year during the Halloween season. Also during the month of October, guests can explore the Trail of Terror, which goes through a portion of the woods on the property. A love of the spooky holiday is one thing the recently married couple shares.
We both love Halloween, and that's one of the things that we really share in common with. I was doing it a long time ago, and it just thought, what a fantastic place. Could you walk into a cave, and you're already underground. So for a lot of people, that's a little bit scary. It's a little unnerving, especially when we add what we add to it.
Paul has more than 35 years of caving experience. He says he wanted to buy a place with a cave, and he's been living at his current home for more than 15 years. The cave itself has an interesting history, which dates back a few centuries.
It was about 350, 400 years ago. The Spanish conquistadors were making their way from Spain up through old Mexico, and they made it as far as Arkansas. On their way, they were robbing and looting the Aztecs and the Mayans. And then when they made it up into the states here, they were raiding Indian settlements. Well, they got up here in a brutal winter storm, and their carts were breaking down, their horses were dying off, and they found this cavern. The unique thing about this cavern is there's actually a chimney that goes all the way up. So they were able to go in there, they were able to cook, you know, and stay alive. And but the last Indian settlement that they robbed, the braves were gone, and it was just all women and children. So when the braves got back, they found their encampment completely destroyed. So they started tracking these Spaniards down. And that's how they caught them, because they saw the smoke rising into the sky from the hill. And we know that all but one, at least one of the Spanish conquistadors survived, because it's documented history. And he went through and hid the treasure and then closed all the openings to the cave and made his way back to Old Spain.
How did you find out about the history of the cave?
Well, the documents have actually been found. So the cavern was sealed up and lost until about 1885. And that's when a descendant, an old man from Madrid, Spain, came over and hired some young men to look for a hoof imprint or a horseshoe imprint carved in a bluff. Well, that's when they found that out here. They dug underneath it, removed a huge boulder, and that's when they first rediscovered the cavern back in 1885. And that's when the first treasure hunt took place as well.
Did they ever find the treasure?
No, the treasure has not been found. Lots of artifacts have been found, but the treasure still has eluded us.
Paul explains a lot of past owners bought the cave thinking they could simply dig around and find the treasure, but they eventually discovered that wasn't the case. He says it's a very complex cave system. It's very maze-like, with passages and tunnels everywhere. So the question is, as the current owners, do Paul and Tracy ever search for the treasure?
Oh, sure.
Absolutely. If you had a treasure in your backyard, wouldn't you go search for it?
During the Halloween season, friends and local high school students help run the scary attractions. But the cave does see visitors during other parts of the year. March through September, guests can stop by for regular tours of the cave. In December, the cave is decorated with lights and traditional Christmas scenes. The couple also offer special tours that include spending the night in the cave.
We do have a special program for Boy Scout groups and youth groups, and it's a Camp in the Cave program where we actually take these kids camping inside, teach them about caves, teach them about the proper techniques of caving and the rules, regulations, and the good points and everything about caves. And, of course, they get to go wild caving, and they get to spend the night inside there. So that's a very exciting, very popular program.
Although they do decorate the cave, Paul says it's important to keep it as natural as possible for the sake of the cavern's ecology. Paul says caves are fascinating places, and as you explore them, you will notice different things each time.
Caves, once you step inside, you're completely secluded from the outside world. And it's just a real peaceful, real calming effect. You know, really the only noise you hear is maybe a little dripping water and sometimes a little wind and whatever noise y'all make. So
it's very beautiful. Like Paul said, our cave is a very mazy cave. So instead of it being a linear cave where you just walk in and keep going, we have three different levels in our cave. We have a entire bottom level. We have a middle level that we take our tours on. Then we have an upper level. And so we've gone caving many a times, and it never ceases to amaze me, the beauty of the cave. So if you can, you know, open your mind, you can see so much. It's so beautiful. It's so peaceful.
Tracy says they do see a number of repeat customers. Frequent visitors are familiar with the couple's dog, Sam. They often bring the large mixed breed pup his favorite snack, tater tots, from Sonic. Tracy says that unlike Paul, she is new to the world of caving. She says it may sound silly, but when she first entered the cave, it took her breath away, and you just knew you fit.
Yeah, we love it. Like I said, you just kind of walk in and just kind of, I don't know, first time I ever walked in, it was just, it felt like home, you know, very comfortable, very.
Mm-hmm.
One of my biggest thing is when I do get kids in here that are so scared of bats, and to see them when they walk out, the joy on their face because they walked in so scared and they left with a big smile on their face, that's just...
It's mostly the fear of the unknown.
Yep.
So they, when they look at the bats and everything and they find out, oh, these things aren't going to attack us and bite us and we're not going to turn into vampires.
Yeah,
and,
you know,
all that fun stuff.
Or big bears are going to run out and chase you and stuff. It's very rewarding because you know that you've changed their thought process on something, so...
Mm-hmm.
The haunted attractions at the Old Spanish Treasure Cave are open through Halloween. Admission is $12 for the cave, $8 for the trail, or $18 for both. The owners say the haunted cave attraction is recommended for those 12 and older because there are no chicken exits. Once you're in the cave, you're in until the end of the attraction. More information is available at Spanish-treasure-cave.com. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Antoinette Grajeda.